This is Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. As public radio stations across the country celebrate National Public Radio Music Day, we wanted to mark the occasion here on KTOO. So joining me now is Trish Turner Custard, a.k.a. DJ TC. Hello, Trish.
Hi, Shelley. Happy National Public Radio Music Day.
Thanks. Happy National Public Radio Music Day to you, too. And joining us shortly will also be the host of Stormy Weather and longtime public radio voice, Katie Bosler. Well, Trish, the pandemic certainly presented some challenges, but also opportunities to find creative ways to connect to our community through music. Our show hosts, who work on a volunteer basis, have been a huge part of that effort. So starting with you, when the pandemic hit, you were able to pivot to producing a show at home. What's that experience been like for you?
Well, it's been very interesting. It's been a huge learning curve. March 2020, literally my last show, went home and I got the email from you telling us that we're going into lockdown. And we kind of sat for a bit, and then we were able to, through Audacity software, produce our shows at home. And that was a little bit of a learning curve. I'd used Audacity before, but fitting everything into the time limits and being able so that you could put in the station breaks was interesting and was hard at first. But I have to say, I've really enjoyed doing it. I feel that it's broadened my abilities as a show host. I've put a lot more thought and effort into my shows. I've always put a lot of thought and effort into it, but I seem to put more in during the time of the pandemic and during producing the shows at home, really trying to be cognizant of the listeners, giving them a broad range of music to listen to, not necessarily music that I might normally play, but knowing that our listeners were at home, we were in lockdown for a lot of the time, just giving them a variety of things to listen to and stringing it all together, making it a nice cohesive show.
Mm. And I have to say, your most recent show, which was a tribute to one of my all-time favorite artists, Prince, was just absolutely terrific. It was a real, like, only on local radio listening experience, and I loved it. What motivated you to keep going, even though it was, like, such a big effort to do your show from home?
Well, I just, you know, I've been doing it since 2010, and it's something that it's a creative source for me. I find it a creative outlet. And when the pandemic hit, you know, I needed something to keep my creativity going. I'm a writer by trade, but I also need other outlets for creativity, and doing the show is one. And when we had the ability to do it from home, even though it was difficult, even though it takes three times longer than just coming into the studio, it's something I wanted to do. I wanted to do it for myself, and I wanted to do it for our community.
What has been your relationship with public media over the last several years? You said you started in 2010. How did that all come to be, and what do you appreciate about public radio?
Well, we had just moved back to Juneau in 2010, and I heard an advertisement on the station that they were needing volunteers. So I came down to the station with the express intent to do anything except be on the air. I told Jeff Brown, I don't want to be on the air. That's not I just don't feel comfortable. And he would not take, I would do anything. You know, I'd dust, I'd answer phones, I would file CDs. I would not be on the air, but he would not accept that and shove me into the studio with, I believe it was John Gagin to teach me how to do things. And it just went from there. And the thing that I love about the public radio music is the surprise. You listen to commercial radio, you know what you're going to hear. It's the same 40 songs over and over and over again. When I turn on KTOO, KRNN, KXL, I don't know what I'm going to hear, but I know that it's been handpicked for me. I'm probably going to like it. It's going to be things that are going to push my boundaries. It may not be things that I usually listen to, but I learned that I like it. It's great. It's surprising, and it's current, and it speaks to our community and what we want, what we need.
You've got a show coming up this Friday, 8 o'clock a.m. What can we expect to hear if we tune in?
Well, this week, because of the National Day that we're celebrating, I'm calling it my Radio Eclectica. So we're going to hear a little bit of everything. We're going to go to blues, to country, to jazz, to rock, to pop. So everything that we have here to give people at KRNN, going to give a little bit of it, little bit of it in 2 hours of time.
Mm. I look forward to listening. Well, while many of our hosts like Trish are still producing their shows from home, this summer we were able to bring a small number of live hosts back into the studio, including Katie Bosler. Katie, what's it been like for you to be back on the air?
Fantastic. It's kind of, I think, it's not only a public service for the public and public radio, but also just kind of a therapy for me. I mean, I love music, and I mean, there's nothing like being in the studio and, you know, turning it up and playing it for the world, or your world, as it were, here in Juneau, Douglas, and people far afield online.
You have a long history here with local public media. What's important to you about hosting a music show on KRNN, hosting Stormy Weather?
Well, you know, it's sharing, like, you know, I think one of the things this National Public Radio Music Day, it's the second annual, and the philosophy behind this national effort is to celebrate all the music and all the artists that you hear nowhere but public radio. And that's what I love, is discovering new artists, not only locally, regionally, but across the country, that I can share with listeners. And it never ceases to amaze me, to, as a writer, to use a cliche, to hear these new creations. And it's just such a privilege and an honor to share it with listeners.
What do you have planned for your show tonight?
Well, I host the Stormy Weather music show, radio show, with Carolyn Miner. Carolyn Miner is my friend and neighbor, who just lives a couple doors up, and we alternate hosting. She has been hosting the program for, I should have found out, at least 15 years, if not more. I started alternating, sharing the show with her at least 10 years ago, if not more. And what I'm doing, and this is just a plea and a plug for those of you listening, I want this to be a public put together show, maybe a crowdsourced. So what I'm asking people to do is post on the Katie Bosler Facebook page, or you can call me tonight when I'm on the air between 9 and 11 at 586-1212, and tell me a song or an artist that you discovered on public radio, or that you hear on public radio that you really like. And so I do have a few. I've gotten a few from other DJs and people in the public. I know we'll hear Alaska by Maggie Rogers. We'll hear an obscure jazz tune that was submitted by another DJ, Robert Sewell. I saw my physical therapist today, and he told me about a group called National Park Radio. Gonna check them out. Suzanne Santo. Also, of course, we just finished the Rock Ock Festival, so we'll hear from Yatsine, Nicholas Gallinan from Sitka, from Whiskey Class, Liz Snyder and Patrick Troll, maybe Liz Snyder and Elephant Lars with the Wool Pullers, maybe some old Cook County Blues Band if we want to go local, and of course, I always play what I call your old favorites too. Sometimes we just kind of slip in a classic rock tune here and there.
Those all sound great. I can't wait to hear what everybody submits for their requests. So that, again, that's Stormy Weather starting tonight, 9 p.m., KRNN 102.7 FM, online at krnn.org. Well, KTO...
And 103.1 in Juneau and Douglas, because we have two.
Thank
now.
You so much for that reminder. That's the one I listen to now, actually, since I live downtown.
And also, I'm just absolutely thrilled that we have that nice resident FM sound back.
Yeah. Everyone is, myself included. Yeah. And also, KTOO has been involved in some truly spectacular music events held on the virtual stage in the past year, from Folk Fest to At Home with the Juno Symphony, and most recently to Rock Ock. So before we say goodbye today, what have been some of your favorite public radio moments of 2021? Trish, I'll start with you.
Oh my goodness, start with Katie first, please.
I will use this opportunity to I'm giving some praise. I'm bowing here to Trish for actually putting together a public radio program in her home. I just know that would drive me crazy. And so thank you so much, Trish, for doing that. You know, I would say just at, you know, witnessing Rock Ock over the weekend and going, wow, you know, this is rooted in public radio. Also interviewing and putting together a podcast on Aaron Heist. Aaron Heist, who is done right now working on an album down in Oregon, who put together a really wonderful EP. I know that you interviewed her. Shelley did a fantastic interview with her, and we're able to share her music. I'll probably play some of that tonight. So those are just a couple that come to mind.
Okay, Trish, your turn.
For me, it was the Folk Fest. How it was done this year really captured the spirit of kind of all the stuff that went on stage when we are able to be there in person. So I thought that was really greatly done this year.
Well, thanks so much to both of you for being here today, for being cheerleaders for public radio and for public media, and for helping us keep local voices on the air. I just can't say thank you enough. You volunteer your time and your energy, and it's a lot of effort, and we just so appreciate it. So I'm glad we were able to have a conversation on the air today and hear a little behind the scenes from both of you.
Thank you so much, Shelley, for all your support of volunteer DJs on KRNN and KXLL.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Well, thanks again to both of you, and please keep up the good work.